Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You know, Lionel Richie was supposed to be a preacher. If you follow his story, you'd see the calling upon his life, man. And he ditched it. Hey, yeah. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way, the best of friends, man. And we believe that the Father is just with you amazingly. And tonight, we are talking about Christ as the true shepherd. Christ as the true shepherd, the Hamashiach as the true shepherd. We are touching on that, and I trust as we do so, the Father will just grace you amazingly. When we say Christ is the true shepherd, what do we mean? Since now we are speaking in the light of ministries that are owned by organizations and secret movements and cartels. Do you know churches are run by cartels also secret movements, you know, run ministries and universities. When I was growing up, I would see also, as a history student, there was a secret movement that was running universities. Actually, in order to be a mayor, you had to be there, you know, and they were running churches, you know, and they made sure that every second street has a church, you know, in the towns. And so even today we see the very same aspects of the shepherding of the church being shepherded by families and cartels, you know, and people running the ministry, you know, in inverted commas, the church as their own businesses. We see that happening, and others are running it as organizations and NPOs and NGOs. You see all that. But what does it mean when we say Christ is the shepherd and the true shepherd of the church? What do we mean by that? What do we imply when we say Christ is the true shepherd of the church? Are we giving justice to the cause of the church and its running, you know? And in those times, so I was growing up in Atteridgeville, you'd see in some churches you'd go, and then just on the side of the yard of the church, there would be tombstones, you know, and you'd see that here lies Father so-and-so. In 1860-something, he founded this church. He came from England. And all those kinds of things and stuff. And you would see that, and that ministry would be run by people who are persuaded towards the inclination or who are inclined towards the philosophy of that particular country from which that minister comes from. And even today you'd see there are ministries that are still owned by people, even though that these people have passed away. People, when they stand up and talk, they have to proclaim praises to that particular person who is a founder. They call him Ubaba, and all those things they say. He's the founder, and they say, I speak despite all forms of criticisms and stuff. Hey, the arrogance that is there is quite shocking at times. And they would be saying, you know, he is the one who started this, to an extent that there is a perpetual diminishing of the perception of the true Christ, who is the shepherd of the church. So what do we mean when we say the Hamashiach is the true shepherd of the church? Let me go to Cape Town and welcome my friend. Shalom, Ak.
Shalom, my Ak. Greetings and to the Rabbah to you. Greetings to the Radio Pulpit family, and also to Professor Wilson Desi and her family. Well, if it was not for the concert that happened in sometime during the Richard University day, he wanted to be a pastor. But then they left some little bit of a soul to Liana. So Kali comes out, Pela Monopoli, and this lady asked, Mamonat are a man, Kavana or I can't.
Or, I wonder. Why go to concerting more by no apula. He defaulted on the call, just like Teddy Pendergrass. He defaulted.
Exactly.
And their contract with Darkness, they were prohibited from singing the songs that they recorded before. Like the song Somebody Called Me to Deliver This Message. He was never allowed to actually perform it live. But those who are waking up now, you'd see, are playing that song. I saw some people playing this song here in Equestria, I think. I saw people playing that song and dancing to it. Just amazing. Anyway, we're talking about the Hamashiach as the shepherd, Christ as the shepherd. And right from Parliament, man, in Cape Town, talking to Julia Mamaria. Julia Mamaria. Hey! Yeah. I miss her so much, man. Always when I'm in Cape Town, I miss her. But I saw her with my wife recently in Cape Town. That was nice. And we will be touching base also with quite a lot of people. And then I chose that we should also have Rado to come and speak to us with regards to this. If possible, if she gets a chance to come and speak to us about this. And also, and Divi Papa, the pastor, Pastor Divi Papa, will also speak to us about this. And then also, Mashadi Mutobi, I will be with her, by the way, this weekend in Tembisa, man, it's happening. The apostolic voices to the current situation of South Africa, so we are addressing quite a lot of leaders there. All right, Mashadi will also be touching base with us. I'm just trying to make sure. Okay, Miss Mayor has missed this, and then K Diva from Soshanguve has also missed this. And then I don't know about Kwasi Nontlanta because she said she will work on it. Perhaps she will send us as we talk about this. But they will be talking quite a lot with regards to this, and I trust that the Father will do you good and grace you so much and abundantly.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
Radio Pulpit coming to you live. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town, and of course also my friends will be joining us on air and just contributing to the show. And they'll be just giving us a paragraph, you know, a paragraph or two, or a page, or a presentation of what is meant by Christ as the shepherd. And, of course, also, Baruch Yah is with me throughout the show, man. We are taking it, you know, Barawaka. We are taking it, and, of course, we are taking it forth. And I trust you'll be graced so much in a mighty way. Now, when we say Christ is the shepherd, what do we mean? I'm looking at the word in Psalms 23 verses 1. It says, just one sentence, "The Elohim is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, it is him who makes us not to get lost. To want means to run short of, to get lost, to experience some form of depletions, either in resources or either a depletion in health, because says, "He's my shepherd, I shall not want." Means I shall not lack, but it's not only money, but I shall not lack the righteousness, I shall not lack the vigor. They speak about the vigor also. I shall not lack the vigor of holiness, and I shall not lack the aptitude of holy thoughts, you know, the mind of the Christ. Because he is the one who shepherds me. To shepherd in this way, it means he steers me so that everything that is about him in my life should not run short. It should not be depleted. And then I'm looking also at verse 2. It says, "He makes me lie down in the green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." It means he will feed me. Therefore, I shall not grow hungry of the true spiritual bread
and the true spiritual drink. I shall not run short of such supplies. I will meet my supplies because he's my shepherd. He's the one who makes sure that I am fed and that I am well nourished and that I am not thirsty. He's the one who makes sure of that. And I'm speaking spiritually also here. But hey, listen to this. He's also regarded as the shepherd of Israel, which means he's a ruler, a shepherd. Christ as a shepherd of Israel, shepherd of Yasharal, means he's the ruler of Yasharal, the true Yasharal. In Psalms chapter 80, verses 1, it says, "Give ear, O shepherd of Yasharal, you who lead Joseph." So we see also he's a ruler. The shepherd means he's the leader. It says, who lead. And it doesn't say who leads. It says, who lead Joseph like a flock. You who dwell between the cherubim, shine forth. Eish! You who dwell between the cherubim. It means he's on the throne. If you know what is between the cherubim, it is the throne. And I'd like to say, Malak, that throne of grace, you know. And it says, give ear to our supplication. He's the one who gives ear to us as our ruler. We as Yasharal. And who leads us like a flock. He leads us. And then he sits. And I said that. He sits between the cherubim. It means this is the king above all else. To shepherd also means to be king. So shepherds are kings. You know, when you say Christ is the shepherd, you really are saying he's the Malak, he's the king. And Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 7 says, "Tell me, O you whom I love, where you feed your flock, where you make it rest, where you make it rest at noon. For why should I be as one who veils herself by the flocks of your companions?" Check it out. It means he's the one who feeds the flock. He's the one who makes it rest. He's the one who feeds the flock from his own resources. When he says a shepherd, is the one who feeds the flock. And we read earlier on in Psalm 23 that he leads the flock, his flock, Yasharal, by the green pastures. He does that. He says they lie down in green pastures. Now, when someone lies down, say when they say they lie down in green pastures, in isiZulu, which means they are well fed to a point that they relax there to digest peacefully. We're talking about that. Now, when we speak of Christ as the shepherd of the church today, are we seeing ourselves really acknowledging that? Or to a great extent, we have become churches that belongs to empires, kingdoms, cartels, families, organizations, NPOs, civil societies, civic societies, secret parties, and these are our shepherds in one way or another. And we get our resources from them and all those things and stuff. And we preach their doctrine. We have qualifications that are sanctioned by them. What does it mean, therefore, in the light of ministries that are like that, who call themselves the church? And I'm not critiquing. Who call themselves the church?
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM. Malak, let me bring this to you. When we say Christ is the shepherd, in the light of what we see today, do we really mean it? Do we really know? Let me hear from you. What say you?
Shalom, Rabbi. In short, the answer would be no. And the reason why I say no is because we firstly have to look at or ask ourselves, do we really understand the way in which we should walk? Do we really understand the mark, the location where we have to go? So basically, when we look at him being the firstborn raised from the dead, it means he knows the path. And he is the one to direct. He brings a model that we have to follow. Now, when we look at ourselves as ordinary human beings, we far from God because we have missed the mark. We have brought our own interpretation. So when we read the scriptures, we see there are the Pharisees and the Sadducees, how they constantly had an argument with him, wanting to find fault. You could see they had no understanding of scripture at all. Now, today, we have people, some have called themselves the Comforter, some they call themselves the Way, some have called themselves Boshepat. But when you look at what is happening within their congregations, you can see it does not really model who Yahusha is. Next. Baba, as they said that they were led by the Comforter, who says he's the shepherd. Baba, you know, it's the list can go on and on and on, because instead of, okay, fine, when it all starts, is that but then we start to look at individuals instead of looking at the way. So meaning that it is for me to direct the next person to the way, to remind them that a hose pipe doesn't carry the water. Until it's connected to the tap, and to say, don't look at me, look at Yahusha. That should be my duty as a shepherd, because at least the person is not looking at me as the remote one. But now when they get to follow the scripture, they get to walk according to how the scripture is commanding us. So Yahusha, when we look at Psalm 119, it depicts the walk, it depicts who he is and what he's about, because he is the one who followed the commandments, and he has not broken any. And he came to show us, to make us understand this walk, basically to say, when we say we believe and in Abayahu, what is it that we mean? He came to teach us humility and all those of things. Now, now, how does that model Yahusha? You see, it's those things that we need to look at and the input. This is so perfect in the scripture, because we need to understand what Abba Yahuwah is, what the scriptures are about. It's about following the path, the commandments. So where is it's pastors or whatever, bishops, whatever, they impersonate this is not a good picture of what HaMashiach comes or has come to do, or what he spoke or what he came to teach about. So we've been enticed and we have gone left and right instead of walking straight, because instead of us walking in the path that is of righteousness. When we look at Psalm 23, as you read it, to say, "Our Lord is my shepherd." So we need to understand that it's about observation, it's about provision, it's about direction, it's about covering. So there's vision, there's awareness, you know, in those things, there's guidance. So Mugisa would be looking and also ensuring that these pastors, these sheep are saved. Why what? But now we have led them astray. We have brought so many things, prosperity gospel, you know, things that are not of the way. So the way that has been said, and the problem is that we have now started to bring in our own vision, our own understanding of this work, and hence we have gone astray, because Resimula Rakhafaki Jilotejima Baibai, Yahusha, he is the King of Kings. But you look at from his birth, Abba Yahuwah has modeled, even his birth is on Mustahim Kajipi, right? And also you notice that he chooses one of the so-called or an animal that is looked as useless. How popular during the Putasana era, about 2,000 of the donkeys were shot down because they were rendered to be useless and all. But
He comes up.
Why what? And now when everyone is useless, and it's a form of a, or a sign of humility, because I always say, "Many have never lived. Ah, they make it to the Rolls. But with him, he just comes to show for it. The way they understand him being a shepherd. He wants to direct us. He wants to show us the way. When we're looking at this way, we have to be able to understand what this way is about. Because this way is the way that says, when we walk with this walk, it means now, in this journey called life, yes, we're going to find, to meet trials and tribulations in the flow of life. But there is a particular instruction that says, when we go through that particular path, there is a reward. Well, and it is because we would have walked in righteousness. We would have walked, we would find rest in the whole thing. Because now, we looked at the model, and through the model that he brings, when we follow it positively, there's mercy, there's blessing, there's protection. But when we look at it in the negative, then it means now we lack discipline. So which means then there is judgment that is going to fall upon us. So we have to be understanding in this path, we are like a fruit that has got to ripen. And therefore, Abba Yahuwah is going to reward us according to our righteousness, right? According to how we have walked, because at the end of the day, we would have reached the mark. So that is now what Yahusha brings. That is what Yahusha symbolizes for it. So now, when you look at those that are calling themselves shepherds, you see nothing like that. Basically, because the examples we need, remember, we need to look at them and their walk. Before they say a word, their walk is supposed to attract us to say, wow, I want to be, you know, there's so much of the life I see in these people whatsoever. But all we have seen is lies and deceit. That is why today we found themselves in the courts of law, because the things said about Jeta, they were wrong, they were under investigation, they were found to be wanting regarding the things that is said by Jeta. But with Yahusha, there's nothing that we can point regarding this. But there's nothing wrong regarding him. You know what? He deserves it because he did this and that. So now we have failed. The church today, the leaders today, we have failed to model who he is.
I hear you. Thank you so much, Malak. And of course, you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us how you feel about this. When we talk about the very notion and issue of Christ being the shepherd, what do we imply? And do we constantly acknowledge that Christ is the shepherd of the church? Or have we gone on to acknowledge people that we do not even, you know, people that are just like us? Instead of Christ? This is a question that comes to mind. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
Funda ukuningi, uphile saka, futhi ukhule othandweni. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Umngani wakho imihla ngemihla.
All right. Let us, right there in Cape Town, Malak, right there in Cape Town, I want us to listen to Julia Mamaria Sifako and hear what she says with regards to this. Remember, you can send us WhatsApps 082-657-2729. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about this issue. Julia Mamaria Sifako in Cape Town. Hi.
Dumela, Brother Rayleigh Bamamedi. I greet you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is indeed our great shepherd, good shepherd as well. In Genesis 48, verse 15, we find that a shepherd has been defined as one who leads and feeds. This attribute, you will find it again in our famous Psalm 23 that most of us love so much. If you read it in the Amplified, it will say, "The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, to guide, and shield me. I shall not lack." These are the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ. He feeds us, he guides us, he shields us, he gives us protection. And in Genesis 49, verse 24, you'll find that a shepherd also is a strengthener. So these are indeed the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ. As we yield ourselves to him, as we give our lives to him, we learn that we will be receiving all these wonderful graces. He feeds us. Let us just unpack that. When Jesus Christ feeds us, Bazalwane, he feeds us in all the components of our persons. He feeds our spirits. He feeds our minds. He feeds our bodies. Literally and practically, we are fed in the natural. You cannot belong to Jesus Christ and lack. How mokopa wa ofa? You will be provided for. Whether you have employment, whether you have a business, or whether you do not have those things, Jesus Christ will feed you as your shepherd, a good, a loving, and a caring shepherd. I would like to talk a little bit about what I call the economy of God, whereby we do not necessarily need our own resources to be fed, to be taken care of, but we solely depend on the graces of God. God provides, we always say that. And in Philippians, I think it's chapter 4, verse 19, the word of God says, "My God will supply all my needs according to his glorious riches in Jesus Christ." Indeed, that's what God does. As children of God, we are fed physically. We have food, we have shelter, we are provided for. Even if times are difficult and there is no resource that we really own on our own, but God makes a way. We find ourselves provided for. I think every Christian has that testimony that God has provided. For school fees, for fees, for whatever it is, he would always feed us. He feeds our physical, as I have alluded, he also feeds us in our mind. He feeds us with his truth. In John chapter 17, verse 17, I think it is, it says, sanctify them with your word is truth. I forgot the verse, I think it's chapter 17. It says, it's the prayer of Jesus Christ, and he prays to Father God, and he says, sanctify them with your word is truth. That's another element that Jesus Christ feeds us with. He feeds us with his word. You see his ministry before he left earth to go and be with our Father. He fed his disciples with teachings. He fed even people who were poor. There was a multiplication that happened where there was a boy that came to a function with two loaves and five fish, and those were multiplied. He does that even today. God multiplies. He feeds. He feeds us his word. He feeds us with resources. And also, he sanctifies us. If we go to Ephesians 4, there's a purpose in all of this. So he feeds us in our mind, and we then become sanctified with his word, because that's the truth. We become like him. Our minds get renewed. We are renewed and made to understand the realities of the kingdom of God. We move from thinking in the patterns of this world, but we are translated to think in line with the patterns of the kingdom of God. When that happens, Bazalwani, if you look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12, the intention of Jesus Christ to do all of this is to equip us, to perfect us, to consecrate us. Why? So that we can be exactly like him, to measure up to his standard. Let us read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. It says that until we attain oneness in the faith, and in the comprehension, full and accurate knowledge of the Son of God, that we may arrive at mature manhood, the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ, and the completeness found in him. So the purpose of him feeding us as our good shepherd is so that we can measure up to him. We will not lack. We will not lack in the physical realm. We'll be fed for, as I have said earlier, we'll also not lack the truth of God. We will come to the complete knowledge of Christ. We will not be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, because we would have been fed by his truth. We would have been translated into his marvelous light. We would have reached that comprehension of the realities of the kingdom of God. Amen, Bazalwane. Amen. Hallelujah.
Wow, thank you so much. Julia Mamaria Sifaku in Cape Town, there, right from Parliament. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and grace you so much abundantly. Thank you for making time just to talk to the nation. We really appreciate.
Ulapula iRadio Pulpit, ukhanyiseleke kweli lizwe elimnyama. Zivulele ngokwakho iApp yethu okanye umamele kuradiopulpit.co.za. Siyafumaneka kuDSTV Audio Channel 882. Ukanti sikhona naku OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
All right, let's listen to Rato. And of course, you know why I want to keep Rato on air? It's because I see so much potential in her. She's going places, you know, when it comes to the things of the Father. Rato!
Pastor Ray, beloved guests, and not forgetting our brothers and sisters in Christ listening to the Spiritually Filled Show on Radio Bubit. Tonight's discourse reflects such an amazing topic, and it just touches on Christ as not only a shepherd, however, he is the true shepherd. Let's start with putting everyone in context for the definitions. The word true, in its broad definition, can be used as an adjective, a noun, a verb. However, it states that something is not false, it's not fiction, it's not an illusion. It's the ultimatum of being real, natural, and genuine. So how do you ask yourself, how is Christ true? His divine nature empowered him to perform miracles, such as healing the sick and raising the dead, which highlights his miraculous power. And then you'd ask yourself the definition of shepherd, which can be a noun or a verb, a person whose job is to take care of sheep. And it also means to guide, to watch over, or to tend to a person or group, much like shepherd tends to their flock. And in this case, in tonight's discourse, God is depicted as the ultimate true shepherd. While leaders and pastors are called to serve in that capacity, however, Jesus is the supreme example of what the true good shepherd who sacrificed his sheep. I decided that if I want to know more about Jesus, I should learn more about the shepherds, and I studied the scriptures. And what I found was encouraging, and I hope it encourages someone tonight. Five qualities only. He is good. Jesus Christ is good, which is a noble, true, wholesome character. This character is a character of God, and he alone is good. I know in Matthew chapter 19, there's a story about a rich young man. And I want to take an excerpt from the verse 16 to 17. And it says, "And behold, a man came to him saying, 'Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?' And he said to them, 'Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good. And if you'd enter life, keep the commandments.'" So this symbolizes my first point, that he is good. There are shepherds, some who lead us well and some who don't. We need leaders who will point us to God, who will emulate the good shepherd, and who will submit to the authority of Jesus Christ. All shepherds other than Christ will fail us if we look to them for our salvation, because only Jesus has the exclusive title of the true good shepherd, which is the only way to God the Father. The second point that I would like to highlight is he protects. And I want to take a verse from John 10, verse 28. "I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." I love this verse because it highlights the writings of John, of Christ being a good, true shepherd. When we place ourselves under care of Jesus Christ, our life is safe with him. He guides us. And this is simply taken from Psalm 23, when the Psalm of David tells us that he restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Jesus shows us a better way to live. And when we follow him, he is glorified. The fourth point, I want to point out that he nurtures, and that is the greatness of God. And I want to take a verse from chapter 40 in Isaiah, verse 11. "He will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom, and he will gently lead those that are with young." The fifth point is he lays down his life. And it's simply taken in John 10, verse 11. "I am the good shepherd that lays down his life for his sheep." Jesus showed us his love for us by leaving heaven, entering humanity, living a perfect life, and paying the price for our sins by dying on the cross, rising again on the third day, ascending to heaven to be with his Father. And he intercedes with us so that we can enter a relationship with God. Jesus rescued us, and he laid his life down for us, his sheep. And these five qualities, Pastor Ray, they show a good character of the true good shepherd. This shows that Jesus can be trusted, and him only. I'd like to close off with a verse from chapter 7 in Revelation, verse 17. "For the Lamb is the center of the throne, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Simply showing us that Jesus, like just like sheep, We have no direction. Without him, we lack protection on every side. We were never meant to carry the heavy load. We cannot make it alone. We need him. We need our true shepherd, Jesus Christ. I find it heartwarming that as a senseless sheep are, God made them valuable. You will never think that they are having redeeming qualities because they are such wanderers of sheep, but they are a symbol of great blessings and prosperity. And we need to take lessons from sheep as they run to the good shepherd who will lead us to the spring of living waters and take care of us forever. And we will know that we will truly know our value as the one who is priceless to the shepherd. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thank you so much, Rato.
Are you keen to study God's Word online from the comfort of your own home but missed the previous Moody Bible Enrichment enrollment? No problem. You can now register for a series of life-changing Bible enrichment courses on a course-per-course basis. To sign up for another golden learning opportunity through Radio Pulpit, visit radiopulpit.co.za or email study@radiopulpit.co.za for more information. Early but special available for a limited time only.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Malak, let me bring this back to you. You've heard our first two guests on the show, and they touch on the aspects of the Hamashiach as the shepherd. And I like it also, the manner in which they quoted the word. Julia Mamaria was quoting Psalms 23, and Rato was quoting Psalms chapter 40, which I am looking at. And I wanted to say with regards to it, let me just read it. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs with his arm. That means salvation, to gather. That means salvation. And gently, he will carry them in his bosom, the comfort that they belong with him, that they become one with him, in his bosom, just next to his heart. And then it says also, and gently lead those who are with young. So we see him, that he will also make sure that he takes care of the families of those that he shepherds. It's amazing. Shepherds don't take care of your family. They just want you to be in their conferences and they use you to support their movements and stuff. Especially, you know, when you have some influence and stuff. These qualities that these two guests were talking about, Julema Maria and Rato, which are genuine in the word, we don't see them amongst ourselves. Let alone looking down at Christ, isn't it, Malak?
Absolutely, thank you. We don't see them in ourselves. When we look at the shepherd, can you see Rebona a shepherd holding the staff? This is the Toban. Now, this Toban. It's in Psalm 119, it is the Lamad, right? Psalm 109 from 89 to 96. So it symbolizes to point, it symbolizes direction, it symbolizes authority. Now, when we look at battling those the shepherds, they would have that because that is how they direct Mohammed, so many in how they should go. And now, maybe let's look at a few things, right? To say, Matthew 18:11, right? Yeah, for the Son of Man has come to save that which was lost, which is what we spoke about, salvation. Right. Also, now when we look at John 6:35, it speaks as Hamashiach as the bread of life, which means he comes to feed the sheep. When we look at John 10:11, it speaks of the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep, which is also what Ratokul did. So which means he comes to protect the Somalile that is from the wolves, because these are those that are inside that are pretending as if. So which means they're different. Their agenda is quite different. Their agenda is not about directing people to salvation. So when we preach, when we teach, when we share the word, or when we do the Great Commission, it is important that we are to direct people to Yahusha, right? Because then we look at his work. And he became the living word. So now everything is modeled around him because he is the prototype. So when we point people to him, then they can even find the truth for themselves, because sometimes we find that we people get to open up scriptures only on Sunday. If they didn't go to church, they don't even get to open the way. So when we are shepherds, it's now what we start to teach people to say, hey, it is important for you to meditate on the way. It is important for you to read the way, and you start to put it into practice and to understand what it is. Now, you don't even need to come from behind. You just lead them. And because they know your voice, you know, they just follow you because they know they are safe when you are around. And when we say he lays his life, it means he's prepared to die for them. So meaning when the wolf, let's say, wants to devour, right, he will be attacked. He ensures he protects them. But we have to allow him. We have to responsibly nail, you know, because with Abba Yahuwa, he cannot, they always say he's a gentleman. You know, it is us who needs to open the door and to welcome him. So now, when we have Yahusha in us, as he's the shepherd, and he's guiding us to Abba Yahuwah, meaning that we are given rest. And that is what Psalm 23, verse 1 as well, which has quoted Mama Julia, to say, being a shepherd, then we don't lack anything, and he makes us to lie down in this green pasture. So we can see that these sheep, they hear his voice, they are obedient, and he brings correction, and there is that level of trust within Yamutaipa, because they know when we are with this one, we are safe, right? Now, Rishaba, the letter Gamal, Psalm 23, the letter Gamal, it is about the work that we enter into, to say, we're going, we here on earth, we best on earth, but there's a particular way in which we are expected to walk, right, as we get birth and, you know, life journey has begun. Now, we have to go by the dalat, which is the path, which is the door that leads to salvation. And that door is not just an ordinary door. It is the door that is called the da'at or the dat, which has the commandments, the laws, the statutes of Abba Yahuwah. So when we follow Hamashiach, who becomes the direction, who leads us, being the dalat, he's leading us to salvation. He's leading us right into the end, which is now the let's say, we can say in the scriptures, we see them moving from Egypt to go to Canaan. So we are the same in the same journey. Hence, I said it is a prototype to say we need to look at them and we say, okay, this is where they come from the hard labor, the harshness, and all that, which is where we are on earth. And now we get to come across the word, which they got to have met the Ten Commandments in the past as they are now walking. So the word starts, the truth starts to come, and the truth wants to embody us. And it is up to us that do we receive this truth. And when we receive this truth, when we don't rebel against it, then we see that there are those that failed to enter the promised land, but there are those that got to enter the promised land because they went according to the truth. So it is not also just the shepherd, but it is the shepherd who leads us to the truth, because there can be this shepherd who leads people astray into the works of Hashatan, into the works of sin. But here, looking at Hamashiach, we have the one who knows the way. We have the one who is prepared to die for us. So now, we're looking at people who are not ready to die for us. We're looking at people who are not ready to even give, maybe even the group, let's say, for instance, simple things like but they go hungry. If these people, they are taking and taking and taking, they are taking from the people, they are stealing, you know, instead of them being a good example coming to be who Yahusha is. Because in that is now how we can find the reward, because we would have walked according to the righteousness of Abba Yahuwah. So this is now the model that Yahusha has come to bring when he says, I am the door, and if any man enters if any man enters through this door, he shall be saved. So now these are the things that he comes to resemble. This is the sacrifice that he comes to bring, and he's calling us to be able to enter through this door and teaching us the commandments, teaching us the scriptures, teaching us the word, teaching us the truth, and he's leading it by example to show you and me that it is possible. So now, which means Reshaba Ene Isin Ba. Baba tshwanetse ba re bontshe ene gore ene a re direct, mara ga ba iketsa ene, it is the downfall.
Quite well, thank you so much, Malak. Thank you so much. We give the Father all the glory. Send us your WhatsApps then. 0826572729. When we say the Hamashiach, Yahushai, Christ is the true shepherd, what do we imply these days?
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.